Alrighty, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is the Matriarch, and if you have just joined us, you're chilling with us here on Pulling Heartstrings and pulling all kinds of things. What will happen to you? What can you do? Alrighty. I was just, pulling up a few things here because I was anticipating the ads would take a little bit longer. Mara, today we're going to talk about being motivated. Like, hey guys, today is one of those rough days where yours truly is just, I'm exhausted. I'm paining. I'm really struggling today, Nem. I'm struggling. I'm like a government employee today. I came here kicking and screaming, friend. I am here kicking and screaming, the whole way. I'm tired. I don't go to work. No. I came here very, very, very tired. And I was like, oh, what am I going to talk about today? I had a whole session planned. And then, in the midst of my session, I realized that my session is for a happy person. My session is for one of those people that are very lively, the way I normally am. But today, Vele, my shoulders feel like rocks. My back is burning. My legs are feeling pain. My tired is tired. My headaches are headaching. My fingers are fingering. Not that kind of fingering. Please stop that, your mind. But yes, I'm exhausted today. And it is to say that when you're exhausted, you're supposed to rest, right? But I was looking at us, and I was looking at how many of us are walking around, just dragging our feet like we're dragging. We're all dragging our feet, and we're walking around as if there's nothing else that's better out there in the world, and our lives are just, it's so uniform and it's so routine when we talk about our lives walking around and how we are going to manage and survive the apocalypse of adulthood. And all I can tell you is, kurraf out here at adulthood, and we talk about it a lot, but not enough. It is rough out here because how. But if you were thinking like, Mara, today is Wednesday, Mother Dearest. Yes, today is Wednesday. We've got Can You Fix It Wednesday. We've got Open Conversation Wednesday. You guys can call in and you guys can now assist the conversation to take it further. The number in studio is 083-288-401. That is the number in studio. And we can now, right? We can roll the ball and talk about how tired we are. It is October. And we are tired. We are tired. It's March. We are tired. It's February. We are tired. It's June. We are tired. I think we're tired every month of the year, if we're being honest. But at least the first half of the year, we're a little bit more energetic. But I think that at the end of the year, we are hit with that end year fatigue. We are hit with that disaster thing. And we're also hit with that, I don't know if I can do this. We only have a couple more months, but I don't know if I can do this, man. We've been carrying a whole luggage thing, and it's just not working out. And we are tired. We're tired, and we are fatigued, and we are exhausted. And it's not to say that we are exhausted because of our jobs or because of the children. We're just exhausted because the year is also just giving us that exhausted vibe. Which anger, every single time you go out, you have to be extra careful because now you know all the criminals that are working for December. Now you have to clutch on to your bag because you know the criminals, they are also very much at work. This means that the whole year your alarm system was broken. And now all of a sudden, now you have to fix your alarm system because you know that all the criminals, they are working. That takes up a lot of mental capacity. It takes up a lot of mental space. And then even when you go out, like, I think I'm just worried about the criminals. Good evening.
Good evening, Mom.
Oh, talk to me, please. Don't have much to believe in. I need you right now. You down and listen to me. Too many drinks have been given to me. Hello.
Hi, there's someone that wants to talk to you.
It was probably in Ndafa. Me, I don't talk to people that don't know how to spell Elizabeth.
I know it's not Ndafa.
Is it Kuku? I don't want.
It's Anna.
Oh, okay. Okay. Because those two people, they are very difficult. One is young and one is old. Aye.
It's Anna.
All right.
Yeah. Anna, the floor is yours.
Anna, the floor is yours, Vati. Good evening, my love. How are you?
I'm okay.
Uh-huh.
So, how have you been?
I've been well. How have you been?
I'm okay.
Mm-hmm. Talk to me. Talk to me, my dear. How have you been? Talk to me honestly.
I've been okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anna, you can't do that. This is radio. You can't do that. You can't call and have nothing to say. I can't steer the conversation. I can't ask you how have you been and your answer is I'm fine.
I've been good.
Hey, what did you want to talk about? Straight to the point, Anian.
Yeah.
I was just greeting. So how are you truly? I want to hear about you. I know you have to have something to say, my love. How do you feel about your friend graduating?
I'm excited.
Excited? Mm-hmm. Not jealous.
I'm jealous, huh?
Not jealous. Not jealous. You're not feeling jealous.
No.
Why not?
Why should I be and what is it?
I didn't ask you why you should be. I'm asking. You don't feel jealous.
No.
Why not?
Because it's her time and I know when it's going to be my time, she's obviously going to be.
What if your time doesn't come?
I agree.
What if it doesn't?
Even about bed, it will definitely come.
What if it doesn't?
It will come. Why would
what
it come?
If it doesn't? Because we do understand life, right? Sometimes it doesn't come. So what if it doesn't come? Because if you are basically basing your whole lack of jealousy towards the fact that you are going to get your turn, right? What if your turn never comes? Are you going to be jealous then?
Well, I haven't thought about that yet.
Mm.
I don't know.
I told you guys to stop soothing. I told you guys to stop giving yourself blankets and pats on the back. I told you guys to stop talking like that. Mm-hmm. Hmm? That, yeah, I'm not because even me, you know, it's also written in my cards, it's destiny, it's what. You guys must stop talking like that because you don't know what tomorrow brings.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So right now you're jealous. Listen, there is healthy jealousy and there's unhealthy jealousy. Healthy jealousy in a sense of, oh, I can't wait also. Wow. And I'm so proud of you. Yes. Healthy jealousy. Like, oh, me also I want, you know, but you're not trying to poison her. You're not trying to hit her with her bus while she's in her graduation gown. No, but you do want it, isn't it? Right. So there's healthy jealousy. Whoosh!
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Good evening to you. Hey, my healthy jealous people.
Doesn't sound fine.
No, okay. You are envious. Which one is better, envy or jealous? I'm so jealous, girl. Girl, I'm so jealous. But I think that if you guys practice healthy jealousy, you will be better adults.
Okay, maybe we do practice it, but we just don't know if it.
Do you guys ever say it?
Healthy jealousy.
Do you ever say it?
Yeah, I can wait for my turn, but then I didn't know that it's healthy jealousy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't wait for my turn. And what if your turn doesn't come? You kids that cannot handle disappointment. No, what if you get bumped by a car and then the whole year you spend it in the hospital? Come on.
Now we pon from the gifts of prosper.
The what?
Now we pon from the gifts of prosper.
You guys can. Do you guys think that the people that have been hit by buses don't know Bible verses? Eh? Do you think that they are immune? You guys are immune to what the world has. There's one of our listeners here, right? She just woke up with I think she called in a couple of times or once or twice. She shared her story. She woke up not feeling well one day and her eyes were paining a little bit and then bam, later on she just went blind. Then she had to drop out of school, varsity. Yeah, she had to drop out of school. She had to go for operation here and there. Like it was like 4 years or something. And then luckily she got her sight back and then she had to go and restart now and continue and all of that. But look at it. So if we are thinking about disasters, we should know that they do happen.
I was changing my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I was using a talent charger. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, you're hanging like, better get
it. Did you tell any big people?
just a few minutes from there, mm-hmm. I went like to fix like the plug.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, guys, what kind of pain?
Mm-hmm.
So now that is, I bet no man. I'm gonna make it.
And if you don't?
I do nothing of it yet.
Yeah, but I think that we should be a little bit more realistic.
Yeah.
It sometimes it doesn't happen. But we are hoping for the best.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, I drink, but never came.
What if you never get a husband, Anna?
That's what I don't mind.
You see?
It's not a one-to-one.
you want education, I don't mind.
So, that's ask this question to Anna.
Hey, but what if, like, there's just nothing like that happens for you? But move away from the television and the people that are there. Move to a more quiet place. So that we can converse and we can talk beautifully. So talk to me. Where's Aina?
She's here.
She's just there in Mohallelujah. Just quiet. What's wrong? What's wrong with her?
Nothing is wrong. Anna inquired for a conference call, but I'm writing something.
What are you writing?
Trying to study more to make my schooling.
You guys are going to kill me one day. Hey, you kids. One doesn't get jealous. One doesn't get jealous and the other one is apparently studying. Eh?
So whatever I'm writing, whatever I'm studying, I have to know how to write it. Spelling not as.
Okay, but Anna, what year are you now?
I'm a
fourth year. Ne? Oh, like, there's just no way ngandemukokeka man. I did raise you. Eh? Yeah. I raised you when you were coming from the village to come and stay in town. Yes! No, bye. Now it's hopefully. Now it's hopefully. The whole time it was, I know it's going to come. Now it's a hopefully in with God's grace.
I just remember that I still bring the relationship. And I remember that maybe what if you don't.
Mm-hmm. But why didn't you get one? What's the problem there?
Last time when I took the I just found people I'm an test, so I have to wait after 3 months. And my internship has to be 3 months, like it's supposed to end in December.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, yeah, I have to repeat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
That I'm hoping I get before.
And you're doing HR. Nami, I said you must come most now and drop your CV here. Did you tell them you're my child? Then you're not serious. You are not serious. You are not serious, Anani. I told you to come and look here. Then you say that matriarch is my child. Okay. Now talk, man, Anna. What are questions that you want to, like, you need to talk. You need to talk. I'm here. You need to talk. The other kids, when they call, also they talk. Now I want you to also converse. Because today is your day. Today is Wednesday. So today is your day. Are there any particular questions that you have? The other one was asking about polyamorous the other day. So
let me make it easy for Anna. I want to hear from Anna herself. Is there anything that is troubling you? Is there anything that you want to get out, to get off your chest? Is it anything? Just talk to mom. Anything. Think of anything now. The floor is yours. We got like an hour or so. I have plenty of seconds.
No worry. No, but Anna is most not. Anna, did you fix your how is it going with being a person that shares information with friends? How is that going for you? Move closer to the phone. We cannot hear you now.
Nothing changed.
Mm-hmm. Even after we spoke about it. Are you struggling or you don't want to? Because there's a difference.
Okay, not that I don't want to. I just don't know how to.
Then what have you done to try?
Nothing.
So the problem is not the situation. The problem is you that doesn't want to change the situation. Do you love your friends? How are you going to feel when your friends leave you? Because eventually they will. Like, to be honest. Because me, I'm not gonna be having a friend like that. Like a friend that doesn't tell me her things. Is holy. How are you? Everything's great. All the time. Personally for me, I've left people because of that. I feel like even if you say that you are not a person that is capable of sharing, right? I feel like you just don't want to. Cause I know enough about you. Yeah, okay. But do you care about other people though? Or is it only you that matters? Because is it only just about how you feel, or do you care about what other people feel as well? Is it both?
But I don't find a problem within myself. I mean, okay. There are days where I'm not fine, but...
Fine about what? Not fine about what?
Yeah, so
Anna, even if you are going through a rough time in your life, or maybe tough time, you just sit down alone like a lonely person. Yes. That's it.
Yes.
And then you let everything pass.
Yes. Yes. That's Anna. Yes. Because she's the type of person that will have cancer, go to the hospital, get operation. Bro, hey, this Anna, ne? Oh, go to the hospital, get operation, and she'll be the only one without visitors there at the hospital. Until she comes out. And then one day when you're crying, right? It's like, oh no, I was diagnosed with cancer. Don't worry, cancer is easy, I had it. When? Anna. No, she is. She is.
Or maybe, for example, you want something, me? Who do you talk to? How do you express yourself? Or you just say that, I know, I'm okay, everything is fine, this too shall pass, Anna. Come on.
We are very bothered. The two of us are very bothered. Anna. Come on, no, don't worry. She's the type of person, eh, that watches you get bumped by a car, and then you complain to her about how bad it is, eh, to be in a broken, to have a broken bone, eh? And then she's like, oh no, don't worry about it. Like 6 weeks ago, 6 weeks, 6 weeks ago, I also had a broken arm. Ah. So the whole time when you're like, can I meet up with you? Like, no, not today. Not feeling well. I'm under the weather. She's not talking, telling you, Kucha, it's a broken arm. She's like, I'm under the weather. Bruh.
But Anna, how do you manage stress yourself? You don't talk. You just sit down. You eat. You sleep. You pray. Or how do you do it? I know that we are different, Ashiri. But we are not different from each other. But we are different. But how do you do it?
And go to bed and wake up the next morning and act like everything is fine.
So you just leave it that thing, Kucha. Everything is fine. God will help you and everything will be okay sooner or later without you expressing how you feel.
This
even if
too
you are going
pass.
Through failure, I am now.
This too shall pass. I'll be okay. Yeah. She'll listen to all your motivational things and go and use them. Because your mother said we are going to be okay. As long as we do proper things, we're going to be fine. Like,
it's just a matter of time.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight you're joined by the matriarch, Anna and Aina. Hey, what's up, girls? So we are just... You're going to be fine, don't worry. Even me, I had cancer. When? No, just last week. Why didn't you tell me? No, I forgot.
Anna is a difficult person to live with because even if she's dying, eh?
She will die.
You just find Anna is dead. What happened? You don't know. And you're even a roommate.
And then people will be like, yeah, but old in Uncle Nini. Like, it's very difficult to explain this one. Anna Keringa. No, old in Uncle Nini. Anna Shue Linga. Elingin. Wahakucha Uncle Nini kumwe tene. Aye, inandimon. What can any penny manga? No, no money pin. Kurimon do that.
The person is fine, can't
see. Aye. Hey, you TV, eh? Kumwe ta kucho nungu no ta alukwa. Aye. Then you start, hey, the people mbedine, you're like, maybe I should have seen this. But the person didn't have signs, sister. The person didn't have signs.
Or maybe the signs are there, but then she's never saying, no, I'm okay. I'm really okay. Are you sure? Yes, I'm fine. Can't you see I'm okay? So I wanna talk.
So are you at any point, do you want to outgrow it, or do you want us to grow accustomed to the fact that you are just like this? Do you want to be accepted the way you are?
Maybe because of the nature, maybe.
Hey, Anna, do you want to be accepted the way you are?
But you are not helping yourself out too.
Amen.
Because it starts most from within. Or maybe you can start with little things like, you know what? You can talk on the group, you can call anyone. My day has been great. I did this and this and this. And this did not go well because of this and this and this. Just little things matters.
No, or maybe we must accept you the way you are. Maybe you are just not a talker. Isn't it? Maybe there's nothing wrong with you. To be honest, maybe there's nothing wrong with you. Maybe you're just not like us. Shashi, I think at this point we can see, Kucha, like, we can see their personalities that are very strong. And it's not strong in a good way. We just talk a lot and loud and fast.
Yeah, but...
I now wait and give Anna a chance. Give Anna a chance. We are accommodating each other here. Yeah?
Wait, I know what you're saying.
Howe, I know that manga. I asked you a question. Do you feel like there's anything wrong with you? In all honesty. Like, please be honest and free.
You are protected.
On the thing I'm wearing, huh?
Okay.
It will be fit turning in it. It will be for them when. Do you feel that there's anything wrong with you? Anna? Anne? Do you feel like there's anything wrong with you? Please move closer to the phone. We can't hear you. I don't think there's anything wrong with you. I can't hear you. That's why I'm talking while you are talking, because I can't hear you. I think the phone is a bit far. Mm-mm. Not really.
No.
Yes. Perfect.
Okay, I'm okay. Good.
About what? The question was not if you're okay or good. The question was, do you believe that there is something about you that you need to change?
Yes.
Okay. I believe that we as people in your life, right, must just accept the fact that we will just always be at the center stage with you. We will always just be the life of the party with you. That you are not a center stage kind of person. And it's okay. It only becomes dangerous if there's something that's seriously wrong, you know, in terms of something that you can't solve. But I'm sure if ever you are in a situation like that, you will reach out. But everything else that's going on, I think you are going to make an excellent wife one day.
Mom, how is she going to make an excellent wife?
She's going to make an excellent wife because she's accommodating. So now she must just get married to a very flamboyant husband. Yes, those husbands that wear colors. They wants to drive a big car. Wants to have a quiet wife.
I disagree.
No, we all have our own preference, right? Anna doesn't like to talk like that. Anna doesn't like to talk, and Anna doesn't like to share because she feels like she's oversharing. It's not that she feels like she's a burden. She just feels like she's oversharing. And maybe, if you're anything like me, maybe you also get tired. Like, just in the middle of you starting to share, you just get tired. Like, your whole energy just drops. You're like, ugh.
You're just exhausted just like that.
Yeah, you're just exhausted just like that. So if you are a person like that, right?
it's going to be great for a person that wants to have attention, because you will give it freely. As long as the light is not shining on you, you are fine with being in the dark. No, like, yeah, like, look, just look at it without your wants and your needs, Aina.
Okay.
Without your personality having a part to play in it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. If you find, for example, a person that has, maybe was a middle child, right?
Uh-huh.
And a middle child, usually middle children are neglected, especially if they're siblings, their younger siblings come immediately after them. They are dismissed and they are kind of pushed to the side because they are not really having a full on title, you understand?
Yes, because it's a new one.
Yeah, there's a new one, and there was the first one, and them, they are just, you know, in the middle. So now if you get, if for example, now Anna gets a husband that is a middle child that never got love and attention and was always pushed to the side, right? Because everybody else's things are important, and he gets a hold of Anna. What is Anna going to do? Anna is going to ask questions about him. His whole entire life, nobody asked him nothing about him. And here is this woman that's going to be asking.
How is Anna going to do that if she barely talks?
No, it's not that. No. How do I know so much about Anna if she doesn't talk? She just doesn't talk as much as you talk. Whack. Whack. Grrr. Pro, 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 pro. Shots. Fired. She just doesn't talk as much as you do, but she talks.
Okay.
She does. She talks.
No, and then you think that she's going to make a good wife to that person.
Yes, she is.
Like, reality check.
No, she is. She's definitely going to make a good wife to that person, because that person needs to be the center of somebody's universe, and she is available for that, because she doesn't like being at the center of the universe. It's preference. Just like you don't like tall guys. Eh? Other people don't like short guys. Just like you don't like cars. Other people don't like medicine. It's preference. It's compatibility. Just imagine, right? If you grew up and no one listened to you, and you meet someone that wants to hear you, are you not loved?
You are.
Mm-hmm.
Because now I'm getting it.
Yeah. Someone that wants to hear you. Someone that makes you a big deal. Just because they don't want to be a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to be a big deal in small areas. Small areas like thoughtfulness.
But how is she going to reach out for her? You say that she don't talk, but she just doesn't talk like me.
Yeah. Look, if you put somebody that talks 100 and somebody that talks 30, the one that talks 30 looks like they don't talk, because the other one talks 70% more than the one of 30, but it doesn't mean she's not talking. There's so many things I know about Anna. Who told me if not Anna? Did I go out and look for them?
No.
Exactly. She told me. So many things, and we've spoken here. It's just that some personalities, right, drown out the others, because we are extremely loud, we are a lot, we are too much. Not in a bad way, not in a way that Anna hates us, no. It's just that we are just much. It's just like the Free Your Mind show. Me and Chicken, a lot. And Helmut was not much. But it doesn't mean that Helmut is not brilliant. It just means that he's not as much as me and Chicken was. You get what I mean?
Yes, I get it.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that Helmut doesn't talk. It just means that in one sentence from Helmut, as we have 65 sentences each. I hear 130 sentences.
Because of the nature.
Yeah. Because of our characteristics.
So you are telling me now that Anna, whatever she is, her characteristic is, it's just nature, and then she is who she is.
Yeah. I think at this point, what we need to learn about her is, if we want someone to talk to, Anna will listen. With no judgment.
With no question asked.
With no maybe judgment. With no judgment.
No, Anna.
And she will ask you relevant questions, but it's going to be 5% of the conversation. So okufururuka, you can do it with Anna.
Okay.
Because she's accommodating.
Okay.
As long as you're not talking about her.
All right.
Because if she wants to share something, she has to be in a space of wanting to share it. And she should also feel like it's not a big thing. And if something is happening right now, it's a big thing. But if it was something that happened a couple of years ago, she'll share. And that's how you keep friends in your life.
Okay. I hear you.
Anna? Anna? Kwadimago?
No, she's still on the call.
She's just blinking. Anna, blink twice. If you can hear me.
It's not like I'm imagining.
You're imagining her blinking twice.
Yeah,
and we can't see her.
I'm imagining trying, you are calling a small baby, and then she can hear.
But you can hold the line quickly.
Okuye kuranga o mathimbo gamwe kucha omoro sheketu na ompango odhinjido moonjira ngaashi ino taagulukira shaampoka ino hinga kohi yodhungo ino hinga nomatayela gapapa ino hingirira omoro ashoka inatuhala okutula onkalamwenyo yoye moshiponga ino ninga omuyalulwa ino ninga oshinene nima kala omulongithi woondjira omwiinekelwa ninga shoka shomondjira eto hupitha oomwenyo.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Alrighty, good evening. Yes, girls.
Yes, me, I'm here. Anna, are you present?
I am.
Yeah, what do you have to say about what I said?
We can't hear you.
Maybe I'm just... Okay, I was saying, like, now it's to my money, like, how do you know so much about, like, because it's like, quite a lot of things that you say kind of describes me. And then I'm like wondering, how do you know so much about it?
How do I know so? Because I know you. The one thing that, you guys must always put into consideration is that, I'm here because I want to be here. I'm not here because I'm forced by anybody. I'm not here because it's a job. I'm here because I want to be here. And also, when you guys come forward, I pay attention to you. I am invested in you. So when you tell me things, right? And when you talk to me, I listen. I take it very seriously. I know we laugh a lot and we joke a lot, and I get to know you. Now, if I know you and we have all fun and games, I must be able, right, to have a spark of something that reminds me of you, right? And then all the pieces come together. My mind is like a puzzle. So I like to put things where they belong.
But
that is why specifically today I also asked this question, because I wanted to find out, okay, so we had a conversation with Anna and there was something that was homework. So I wanted to find out about that. So now if the homework was given, right, then that means that the prescription did not necessarily work. Why? Because the diagnosis was wrong. The diagnosis is not that you have to change. It's not that there's anything wrong with you. It is those that are around you and want to be around you must come to terms with the fact that you are like this. And it's not a bad thing. Because just because you're not like me doesn't mean that it's bad. It means it's beautiful. You have your own characteristics. You have your own individuality. And also you have a purpose to play in my life. And just like I have a purpose to play in yours. Everybody has their own place. We don't all have to fit into one box. And you're perfectly fine. And that is why, if friends have a problem, right, you have to explain to them. right? You have to explain to them one thing, that you got enough attention. Like, you got enough attention. You got enough love. And your love and attention that you got is enough for you to love other people and put them at the center. You are not hiding anything from anybody. It's just that you are capable of being selfless. You are capable of spending your whole entire day listening to somebody else's distress and not making it a you thing, because you've been loved where you came from, man. You've been loved. You know what love is. You've been loved. You don't need to fight for anybody's attention. You've been loved, and you've been loved correctly and gently. So your friends must come to terms with the fact that if it is ever critical and important, you will tell them. If it is not critical and it's not important, it will also just slip your mind. Just like what color was that car that passed by? You understand what I mean? Because if it was your mom in the hospital, right? You would tell them, because that's important. But if now you're just feeling sad, and you know that you are feeling sad because of where you are and or where whatever, and you know that also you feel better as time goes on, then it's nothing. It's maybe it's just some emotion to go through, and that's it. But what you think is a big deal to you, right? You do share. Because I know a lot about you. I know about your mom. I know about your dad. I know a lot about you. Things that you don't want to share. Things that you have told me intimately. Yeah, I know a lot about you. But how do you tell me those things if not that you are capable of talking? Isn't it?
At this point, I think I should just learn how to.
You should learn how to?
You know, like, there are some certain things whereby somebody is doing something wrong to you, but you just don't know how to attend to it. So you just let it be. I think I should learn how to stand up for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just don't know how to address something that was done to me badly.
Mm-hmm.
Let it go.
Do you really let it go, though?
No.
No, you hold on to it. So you just don't do anything about the situation, and you just keep it in your heart, and then you remember it.
Like, she did something that just brings it wrong with me. But I tried to say that no, what you did isn't right.
What did she do to you?
I can say it on A.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I just don't know how to, address anything that I've done to me.
How about you address it and you address it via text? No, they will not feel bad. They will know that they made you feel bad. They won't feel bad. No, they won't start acting weird. Look, you write it in a text, and then you also put in brackets, right? Don't start acting weird just because I shared my emotions with you. So you share your Bible page of the thing that they did to you. And then the last cut text that's there, right? And you say, don't start acting weird. That's it. Or maybe if you, do you think that you can start? Do you think that you are going to be capable of starting to stand up for yourself? But you know where it comes from, right? Or are you pretending you don't know? You do know where it comes from, right?
Yeah, I do. And I think you once mentioned it.
I did? You come from a gentle parent household. Gentle parents are usually gentle themselves. So maybe you might just, maybe we should go for therapy. Maybe you have internal anger. I want you to Google a movie called Anger Management. Anger Management. It's Adam Sandler. It's a very old movie. Mm-hmm. Now, the movie is about this guy that is a happy-go-lucky kind of guy. He has never gotten angry ever. He has never even told anybody that, oh no, you're stepping on my shoe. Oh no, move, you're crowding me. Like, oh, don't say that about me. Don't insult my mother. He has never done that. And then he had one day where he had a series of accidents. And those accidents all involved physical violence. He hit someone by mistake with a ball. He did what? It was just physical things. And then he ended up in court. He's so nice, right? He's so nice and he has never been in trouble with anybody. And he just says, okay, no, it's fine. Just leave. It's fine. Just leave, you know? And the judge said that, no, you have anger management problems. He laughed. Do you know why he laughed? No, he thought he doesn't have anger problems. He doesn't even address people that do bad things to him, you know? So he's not having anger problems, Moss, right? Yeah, he doesn't have anger problems. So the psychiatrist or the psychologist, right, put him through a series of tests that showed him that he actually has anger issues. And that pretending not to have anger issues is not pretending. It's just an anger issue coping mechanism. Maybe you're angry, Anna. Maybe you're angry about serious things here, eh? And you can't address them because you don't even know how to address them because you were raised by a parent that doesn't address also bad things. Your mom is gentle. She's loving. She's sweet. That's how we know her as. Even if somebody called you and said that your mother was, it's kwali pundingo shonguroki. Like fighting with another person, you just laugh. Come, I could never be her. Yeah, because it can't. No, not my mother.
You think she doesn't
make go. You see? Like, no, like, I can't. Like, no. Come on, guys. Be realistic. Yeah. What are we talking about? No, your mom really, no. It could never be her. Yeah, it couldn't dingo show. And then you get there and it's really her. It was her. You know, my mother-in-law is a very gentle lady. Yeah? She's so nice. She doesn't even swear. The vulgar one too, my tengane. And then one day, she was telling me a story about how she insulted someone in their village. I couldn't. I was so shocked in my life. I was like, no. She's like, yes. What did you say? And then beep, beep, beep. I'm like, ah, no. She's like, yes. I'm like, what did you say? She's like, beep, 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 beep. And she's repeating the words to me. I'm like, no. So what did you say? Like, I couldn't believe it. But I don't think that there's any particular way you can learn to stand up for yourself unless you are ready. Unless you are ready to be uncomfortable, Anna. Unless you are ready to not be the best. Unless you are ready to not be the favored one. Unless you are ready to stand your ground. Because most of us that have opinions about things are not usually everybody's favorite. Because people don't want to live with the fact that they are people that disagree with them. And people that don't like the way they treat others. So if you become okay with not being every single person's favorite and having enemies here and there, when you become accustomed to that, right? Then I think that that's when you will start saying no. You'll start saying, I don't want. So thing, Kucha, that's wrong. But call me back, girls. Call me back now.
If you've reached that stage in life where you are tired of everything, where each day is just routine. Dah, yamar me o. No, seriously, I am genuinely sorry for you. Cause you clearly haven't been polanified. Like, boring day at the spun. Polanify your lunch hour with a delicious Polana curry. Chewing through yet another stale sandwich. Polanify your burger with a little mac and cheese. Tired of chewing the same shandy? Polanify your munchies with air-fried Polana pasta chips. Come on, life's too short for boring. Polanify every moment with Pasta Polana, a proud product of Namib Mills.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Hi, girls. It's not girls. Oh, it's girls and boys.
Just a boy.
I'm just a boy. Hello, my dear.
Hello, mother.
How are you doing, Leo?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. So pleasant.
I wasn't expecting to be talking to you.
Really? Mm-hmm. I really don't know what your problem is. I just don't get it. I don't get it. Have you been? Move away from the background.
I can't. The background is all around me. It's raining.
Oh, it's raining.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the first rains of the season. Yes, don't worry about it. You must be careful what you say outside to life, because life doesn't understand much. Yeah, it's special. Yeah.
I was forced to talk to you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you were forced. Sometimes your sisters, they just know. They just know how to throw you under the bus. And sometimes they also just know that you need to, like, talk to your mom.
And they don't even give me a choice about it.
No. Like, what choice would you possibly have? It's been months and your excuse has been airtime, and now there's a sugar daddy with airtime there. Huh? Sugar daddy Aina with airtime there. And what's your excuse now? Aina knows my heart, that girl.
Aina knows there.
She knows my heart, that one. Shiri, she knows my heart. So what's your excuse today? What's your excuse for not wanting to talk to me?
It's not that I don't want
to talk to you. Then what? What is it?
It's just the same thing as before. It's time to finish.
How's your life?
Yeah, slow.
Talk to me.
Slow. I don't know how to say it.
Just say it the way it is. What is wrong with you people? You kids, like, I'm going to call a meeting for you guys. Yeah, I'm going to call a meeting for you guys, because you guys are not supposed to be like that.
No, it's not that. It's not that it's a big deal. At least not on my side. But I don't know, man. I just feel stagnant is not the word. I feel a little bit slow.
Slow?
Yeah.
Slow for?
Progressing.
What progress are you expecting?
I wouldn't say overnight, but I wouldn't say something that would take so long. I don't even know what I'm saying.
Okay, but what progress are you anticipating?
Just to actually get a move on. To actually feel like, okay, now I'm doing something, now I'm doing something. But for now, it's just the same thing every day. Home, school, work, home, school, work.
But that's adulting.
that is something else. Sherry?
Honestly,
I know that's something else. I even loosened my bra to talk to you. Ekuchena tupotseni noka na kwetu. Eh, umangambu no they are holding our hearts. Eh, let us counsel the child. Eh? No, but that one is adulting, my love.
But you know, it's okay. It's adulting. Yeah, that's how it gets. But I feel like there's more, man. There has to be more.
There's nothing.
No.
This is it. This is as exciting as it gets, kid.
No.
If you're in your early 20s and you're complaining about the heat, there just has to be more. There's nothing. Turiko last number. That's why people go and get married. Because at least the road to marriage is exciting a little bit. Mwako joga na mkweni hiende. No, there's nothing else. This is it.
Yeah.
This is what we have been hyping you up for.
So that's what the whole excitement is. We've all the excitement about.
Yeah. This is it. We're happy you're here. Guys, school, homework,
Whoever sold me dreams, yeah?
Why, dear? We're selling dreams and the business is booming. The business is booming.
Or maybe it's worth it and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, it becomes worth it. What you need to do as a young adult is find a new purpose, ne? The purpose that you had up until this point, you have served that purpose. You need a new purpose. And that's how life will become exciting again. Nobody talks about how boring it actually is to be an adult. Especially a responsible adult. Especially somebody that's trying to really live well. The only people that have excitement are the people that are living badly. As ordinary people.
The chaos lovers.
Yeah, the chaos. They like drama. They are the only ones that are living large.
Now question, your kid?
Huh?
Us now.
Eh? Exactly.
So we're the chaos lovers.
The chaos lovers, you guys don't have that. None of you guys are chaos lovers. None of you.
Yes.
No. None of you guys are chaos lovers because you guys are my kids. So that defines you already. The chaos lovers are the ones that are not my kids. The ones that don't listen to radio. The only people that find me are people that are for me. That was my prayer. Only people that are for me. People that are capable and willing to digest me. So usually people that are willing and capable to digest me are people that we share similarities with. And part of the similarities is that we just want to be happy and we just want to have a good life.
A good, calm life.
Yeah. And it's not necessarily calm. We want a good life because we've seen so many people with bad lives and we don't want bad lives. It doesn't have to be calm. It can be as chaotic as hell, right? But it must be a good life where you can look back on it and say, I know, I lived really.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I really honestly did live. I lived a good life, you know?
And that's the goal.
Yeah, that's the goal. The only thing is that it's boring there at Good Life. There at Good Life is boring. Can't you see? Eh? Your mother is anticipating drinking at retirement. Me, I'm going to drink my alcohol when I'm 60. Oh, Sherry?
I wonder how far you have left.
I'm very far, my dear. Eh? 26 years.
Oh, yeah, fine.
Oh,
26 years to 60, my dear, and I'm counting. Even today, I was counting. Ndi nakwa 26. Ndi ka dengi kopi? Because what is this? No, but this is the adulting we spoke about. This is the adulting that people hyped up. People hyped it up and made it seem like it's gonna be so cool and it's gonna be so great. They made it seem like it's nice to drive a car, but they didn't tell you about the petrol. They didn't tell you about service. They didn't tell you about the fact that you have to pay for it all the time. Like, it's like a liability now. Like, it's true. They all say like, oh my goodness, you're going to study and you're going to get that degree. But they don't tell you about the fact that you are going to school every day. It's like they miss all the real parts. Like, you're going to be walking and it's going to be raining. You're going to suffer for that paper that people are going to call nonsense. You're like, they have the audacity. Yes, they are going to call it nonsense. And some people on the internet are going to say that it's just the paper. But you're going to spend sleepless nights worried. You might even get thin, okay?
Just for that paper.
And then you might even reach hiccups in the final year where you can't afford to pay for that paper. But you didn't know that. It's adulting. It's really honestly adulting. Like, yeah. There's nothing more, to be honest. There's nothing more. You must just move up a level. That's it.
I'm not going to lie. There are points where it feels nice.
They're just so short-lived,
like very, very short. And then the ones that just feel like, yo.
Are you still not over?
why are you still here?
You're still here.
Like, why are you still here?
Like, oh, we're still stressed. Like, oh my God.
But it can sometimes be liberating.
Yeah. If you find the areas that liberate you and you keep playing, right? You will find your grounding. You just need to find things that stimulate you. And that's why I didn't completely burn out and die in my adult life, because I found things that stimulate me, such as the human brain and human behavior. I watch murder mysteries, you know. I don't want to learn nothing. I don't want to learn about makeup and stuff. I don't want. I just want to hear information. And I just want to listen to books. And those are the things that make me happy. And then now and then, right, I take my money and I go and have a nice time. It's true. My money and I go and have a nice time. Where I can wake up and I'm like, you know what? Today when we knock off, Habibi. That guy, best friend of mine. Habibi. Today when we knock off, let's go to Swakop. Yeah. We might not have a lot. We might literally only have enough for petrol. Right? But for that moment at the beach, for that little moment and that little excitement, and even just that thing of going to the toilet in Usakos, you know, where you're just in a different environment, just that little moment, that's enough to reboot so that I can come back to this adult life things, feeling better. So having little moments are a necessity. You have to have little moments that bring you joy. So you have to figure out what adult you likes. I had to figure out that out the hard way, because younger version of me was an alcoholic. So hold the line.
With either a non-alcoholic Heineken, Savannah, Vintook Original, or Vintook Lemon, let's cheers to connecting, to moments shared and good vibes, anytime, anywhere. Grab one of our great tasting non-alcoholic beers or ciders. Easy to connect. Easy to enjoy. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lodritz at 9.
Alrighty, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch and Leo. Hey. Yes, so you have to find little things that give you excitement, that stimulate you. It's the same conversation that I was trying to have with Ndina before she hung up, right? And went, and like, you know, because she bad like that. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, so you have to find things that make you happy, that contribute to your peace, that contribute to your well-being. I thought having my own house was going to be great and liberating. I didn't think about the fact that I'm going to go with the same people to the to the house. I pictured the house, not the people. And now I'm still like, I'm still stuck with my family.
You're there by the family though.
Yes. Like, I don't know what's wrong with them, but okay, cool. Yeah, you know? But so now I find little moments to unwind. Other youths, they drink and they do narcotics, right? But that one ends badly. So right now what I want you to do is find meaningful activities to do that stimulate your brain. Learn something new. You see? Get somebody's DSTV code and pay for Showmax. It's $50 for the whole month. And you watch series on the TV. You see? But what you don't do is you don't drown in what society is giving you. Because the world is such a beautiful place. And the world is such a... an experience, like being here is an experience on its own. So make it a little bit exciting. So when you are done with school, do you know that there are so many monuments there in the north that you don't know about? Do you know where Neharia Jampingana's grave is?
I've heard about it.
Oh, okay. Oh, you've lived in the north since when? Oh, okay.
I know. It's just like a couple years now.
Yeah, only a couple of years, right? But there's so much about your environment that you don't know. And there are so many adventures that you can actually take and have.
Here in my
life. Yeah. So many. There's a music museum, you know, in Omthia. But you guys all just go komatara? Like, what's wrong with you people? Like, sometimes. Like, everybody's just komatara, but there's a music museum. Like, bruh. Like, all of you guys are blinking now. I know. Yeah. And a music museum, the museum is such a, it's such an easy place to ask to go. Even if you ask your parents, like, can I please have some money? I'm going to the museum. Like, they'll give you, man. You're not going to the movies, nothing. No, I'm going to the museum. Do you want to come with me? Like, no. Yeah. They are, to be honest, at this point, it's a you thing.
It all depends on you.
Yeah, it depends on you and what excites you. Do you know that there are people that have never been to the museums here in Windhoek? Like Ndina. Only to the same Nyoma one.
I wonder what she's thinking. She's probably listening right now.
She's blinking. She's blinking because she's a creative. So... That might just birth something actually quite interesting, especially for her. She can go and write and she can go and feel something. She can be inspired again. Yes. Go to the museum. The things are free, guys.
I think I'll drag
in our one. Just go onto the internet and then you search for what? Historical monuments. Inongwe Diva. Historical monuments in Otapi.
Yeah, I'll track and I'll...
Yeah, you go and then you go and check. Like, it's not all bad. It's just bad because all your other youths, right? They are just doing one thing. They're just doing three things. They're having sex, a lot of it, with different people. They are drinking alcohol and they're doing drugs. So now it seems like you don't have a lot of options of being. You don't even really have friends. Because you even get tired. Yeah. Because you even get tired because of tampopi shikene nangili fa yoke thimbo kwa korwa. Like, oh, okay. Yeah. So find interests. Like, what are you into? Like, I know I'm into architecture. Or you are into what? You are into health things.
What am I into?
Yeah, what are you into? What are you studying or what are you doing?
Now, what I'm doing is, like, it's completely different from what I'm into. What I'm studying is occupational health.
Yeah, occupational health. So, occupational health, what is it about? It's most about making sure that the work environment is what? You can see the work environment in every single setting, ne?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
But then the one thing that I'm actually into is maybe arson.
Wait. No, wait. No wait, arson. Young criminal. What did you say? Arson. My child, don't say that on air. You're into what?
I meant arts and music.
Yeah. So wouldn't the music library, the Namibian music library, be something to behold?
I'll think about it. Where did you say it is?
Omfia.
I'll put it on my calendar. No promises.
No, it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be something that you guys are doing right now. It must just be something that's on a bucket list somewhere, so that you anticipate and you look forward to doing it. So that even if you get money, you save up for it. When are you guys getting licenses? Do you have a license?
I'm in the process right now. I already got my learners.
Yeah.
Now I'm in the process. It's still driving.
Yeah.
Still have to go to NATO.
Yeah. So when you do get it, like you just put it out there and then you say that, okay, so there are a couple of places that I need to visit when I start driving. And what are those places? For example, right? Renting a car for a day is like $500. Mm-hmm. So all you have to do is have what? You have to have a bank account, you have to have your ID, you have to have your driver's license, and then you have to leave the people with their deposit, and then you just make sure that you bring people's car back with enough fuel and, that's it, right? So how about part of your niche or part of your thing that you're anticipating just so that you can get yourself out of that funk, right, is the plans that you are making with your driver's license. How about part of the plans that you're making is that you're going to drive to Itosha. Itosha is just there. You guys all die without going to Itosha. Itosha is there. At the gate of Nehareja. Is it Nehareja Mpingana?
Yeah. Just
stay
by the chair, yeah.
Just, dude, you don't even have to go through the whole Itosha. You can just tell yourself that, no, we're going to do a 2-hour drive. If we don't see anything, it's still perfectly fine. We can still turn around. It's all good. And that's it. Or you even like Google Maps, right? You look for the cool spots where you can find animals and stuff like that in Itosha, right? And you drive towards that direction. You need to do things you need to do things that stimulate you. Things that make you happy.
I can also recommend here a good place to be in North Me.
Right there, you guys must just go together. Yes. You guys must just go together. He doesn't want to go and sit there alone. What if the car breaks down? Two cell phones are better than one.
Can Aina fix the tire?
Aina gets it. No, Aina can't fix the tire, but she has a cell phone that never dies. Because she will never allow the cell phone to ever die. So that's great because they signal there. Then she can call someone to come and help.
Okay.
Yeah, but you guys need to do beautiful things to keep you alive and to keep you floating and to keep you away from harm's way. Many of us think that there's only alcohol and drugs and sex out there. Because that's the only thing that is being advertised and shown to everybody. Oh, mbado mo ambo no mo venduka no everywhere. Or do that. People die without knowing what Itosha looks like. I'll never forget. I will never forget Itosha in my life, me. Do you know why? Because I went there when I was 33. Last year, yeah. Last year, December. Like, imagine. It was. I was more excited than the kids. My daughter fell asleep. Yeah. And my son was terrified the whole time. Because we were part of the people that, I was part of the people that want to go and get something from the ground. Because I want to keep something. Mommy, the sign says don't get out of the car. Mommy, come back now. Mommy. My son. Ah. I was like, oh, you're so boring, you child.
Imagine your mom is more exciting than you.
Exactly. So you have to find things that are exciting. You have to stimulate yourself. And you have to understand that you're not in a bad space. It's just that the exciting things are about to start, but you have to determine what is going to be exciting and what is not going to be exciting. Yeah.
I know she had a recommendation.
She had a recommendation of a place. That other place that she was talking about the other day.
On your way to... on your way to Otapi. Somewhere
at Ovongo. Who took you there to Ovongo? But okay, to Tingine, Shelly.
There's a place before you go to Ovongo campus, I think on your on your left. No, on your right. There's a big fence there. Whereby there are only wild animals. It's always a good place to be.
No? If you like animals.
The Hunger is so close though.
You see? But you walk past it every day. And you're like, oh, I'm so bored. It's true. Figure out new drinks. Figure out which drink you like on what day. There's so much about yourself you don't know. But yet we are too bored to rediscover ourselves.
Aina, what do you say?
Pardon?
That one what is apparently say? Studying, huh?
I'm trying to study. I'm really trying.
No, but Aina's problem is different. Aina's problem is not excitement. Aina's problem is too much excitement, so she needs to calm down.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's overstimulated.
Aina.
But I want you guys to hold the line real quick.
Onda karahandu yako parateza morwe data. Paife ohandimo kuyadi. Nondaka ne data no shoyo o utungwa rakavahupi. O netwe kaimwe o kufutarumwe. O kuinyenga rumwe, o kujapa ndali, fio papa ndauka. onda pumga o network oyo ai dira dira ya fange o mafikwa amwe o handi streaming o mafikwa amwe o handi popi o mafikwa amwe o handi ninga ije po shika ndo shimwe pamwe na parateza o inda holora ame ishi pangere osho pa umwene dira dira o makota fanoni data mom karo wili mwana pareka o kutuma ko tumaraka o ku streaminga no kudenga pamwe na parates Konga, Parates, Namibia. Always,
always Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the matriarch, Leo and Aina. Hello.
It's just so nice.
What is nice? To have your own introduction?
Like, yeah, brother, that introduction is just so nice. Like, yes.
You see? You see, life can be exciting. Life can be exciting. The rain is raining. You're on radio. It is what it is. You're getting advice. I'm not so. Teach yourself another language. How? The internet is there.
Yeah, I'm learning Lukwangari.
Kumatandaso. Hey, just call Helmut, guys. Are you learning Rukwangali? Would you tell us if you were?
No.
So you just lie.
I'll let my ways of finding out.
Yes. CIA. Maybe you're even a secret agent and you're just wasting your life by just sleeping and crying that your life is boring. It's not nice. Why do you think men do so many stupid things when they're a bit older? Because it's not nice here. John Deere. It's not nice here. It's not. It's not. It's not. We just make it look nice. Because you can't see in our hearts, in our minds.
I want to learn Kawango.
You also want to learn Kawango. Don't fall in love with Aina. Doesn't like young guys.
I'll keep that in mind.
She doesn't like young guys. You can be her brother and her friend. She will break your heart.
You? Even as a friend?
No, as a friend, she will be like a sister. She will pass friendship to be a sister. She's a very good sister. not a lover, no. She'll just waste you. She will not say anything. But the way she said it. The way she said it implies something. Like, was I supposed to do something? No, you just sit there. But she's also taken.
Mom, I have a question. Have you ever experienced, because I've seen it twice.
I'm joking.
Have you ever experienced whereby you are studying me together as a group, and then there's this one that just opened the book. Do you know how to screenshot when someone is taking a picture or something?
Yeah.
And then just... When let me see the lecture saying, no, study the whole book. And then he just page, maybe they highlighting the important things. He just look at the page itself, the whole of the page, and then it feels like maybe the person is screenshotting, taking a picture, just highlighting the whole.
And then they pass.
Then catches everything.
And then they close the book, and then that's it.
And then they go and pass it.
And then they go and pass. Yeah.
I can't do this. Like,
today.
I can't do this. Yes. May I call those people liars?
How? This person is passing because today I was just sitting on a bench, you know. And the person came. I was like, oh, what are you studying? I'm like, no, I'm just reading midwifery. And I was like, oh, we have a test. Yeah, we are writing a test tomorrow. I don't know if it's tomorrow. I'll double check tomorrow, Friday. And I was like, oh, okay, what page? No, it's 100 marks. It covers labor itself and also perineum itself. And then now, the way that person just did me, me have questions. I cannot ask. I'm just
going to ask. How can you just look inside like that, woman?
I felt like the person is, the way that person is, I felt like the person is taking a picture with their eyes or trying to screenshot. That's it. The book closed. That's it. Now, the same person will get 94, 95. I remember in midwifery last year, the person got like, is it 93, 92, somewhere there, the highest with distinction.
Look at your mother hyping you up. Everybody that's getting more than you are, Lord.
Maybe I've seen it before, maybe.
No. Sometimes people have photogenic memory, ne?
Photogenic, how?
Yeah, like, not photogenic, but photographic memory. Sometimes all they have to do is see something and they'll remember it.
See something, like you're trying to picture it.
Yeah.
No, you just see it.
You just see it with your eyes, Arange. You just see it.
I don't want to see a chair there.
That's it. That's all you need.
Some people.
Like the moment you just see a chair there.
You will never forget it also.
Yeah, you'll never forget that it's a chair there. You just need
it. But a photogenic, is it not divided? Maybe.
Not photogenic, but
photographic.
Yeah, photographic memory.
Is it not divided whereby I have photographic memory when it comes to people and others have photographic memory when it comes to books?
Eh? To each their own. There are certain people that never forget a face. And there are certain people that never forget a name. Like, I can remember people's names. Even here. Like, the last time I spoke to Leo was when? But I know it's Leo.
Now, is
you
that
just, a you just connected my voice for quick.
Yeah.
Now, when you remember Leo's name now, I went to put yourself whereby you are also having photographic brain.
No. It's just something that everybody, like, to each their own. Like, I think that what is happening to you right now, ne? Because lately, ne, you don't understand that people are different. Like, lately. Like, I think that Natiranga in the Kembu Kathuepo. Everything is just, you just don't understand nothing. What happens is that people are different, my love. That's it. You read and you study and you pass.
Yes.
And other people go into class and all they do is listen and never open a book.
What was Aina saying the other day about something that she doesn't believe that people do?
Polyamorous.
Oh.
Yeah, people just deciding to date one guy and be happy and fine with it. Aina doesn't, Aina is not connecting with humans these days. It's like, I just can't. No! Like, I don't know what tragedy she's seeing in that hospital, but all of a sudden she doesn't understand nothing. Like, I don't get it. I don't get why this person can just do this. Well, they just can. And also, sometimes you read too into things. Maybe the person already studied at home and was just going through, my love.
To me, it didn't seem that way.
Hey, you thought you was doing a deep study.
No, the person just opened the book.
Yeah, to remember. Book notes, to remember. You know what flashcards are, right? Okay, so flashcards are basically cards where you write information and you look at one word on that flashcard. You can write a whole sentence on it, but you look at one word on that flashcard and you remember the whole sentence. Now, if you practice this with school, right? You will just need to remember one word in order for you to remember the whole sentence.
One word that is important.
Yes. And then it will, okay, for example, the sentence is, the matriarch is a 30-year-old Ndonga woman, right? Your identifier there, the one that you choose, the one that you know is related is Ndonga woman, right? So what you do is you might not remember. So you write the sentence down. You might not remember what you will have to say next, but when you look at your flashcard, you'll see specifically Ndonga woman, and then you will start with the matriarch is a 34-year-old Ndonga woman. You understand?
Yes, I understand, but sometimes it doesn't seem that way. There are different, okay, we study differently. Sometimes we have studied at home, and then when you are at school, we just do skimming and scanning, right?
Mm.
But sometimes others, I've seen it twice, last year and also this year, with the same person. It just, last year did not caught my attention.
Mm.
And now today it caught my attention because I don't know if the person has studied at home. It's like he's trying to take a picture of the whole page and then go to
with their eyes.
With their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yes.
And then the book close, then go right.
How long do they actually like spend looking at the book?
Pardon?
How long does it take? Like, is it a 5-minute activity, 10-minute activity?
No, it's like 3-minute activity. It's like you just open the book, and then it's like you start from the beginning.
You just take pictures with your eyes.
Like taking a picture, mom.
Mm-hmm.
No, he is also part of that because me, I don't understand.
Yeah, because you don't have that, you.
No, I.
Hey, the way you're trying to cheat yourself out of your academics. You're trying one, I know. Where do we get it? Home.
Okay. Let me continue with my studies.
You just continue your traditional way. Making notes, you know.
Hi. Because today when I came home, I paused a bit and then I replayed it. Not keeping up. And I'm like, is this person practicing witchcraft?
You see those things.
And what's going on?
No.
Then I try to study.
Leo quickly.
How long have you been doing that?
Since last year.
I noticed from last year.
They're just gifted. Yeah, they're just gifted. And they pass with 90s, right?
Gifted how?
They're just special. They are better learners. How? What is this?
But no, wait. Me, I don't.
Gifted more than us. Because God gives different. You got the looks and when you got the brain.
Hi.
I can't do this.
Hi. Let me try, babe.
At least Aina has a look,
huh? Yeah, at least you are beautiful, even if you are failing. the one area where your looks can't buy you nothing.
Save and win at WB in the Pick a Box birthday promo. Enter today with your Smart Buy card. Get a 2 kg bag of nice rice for just $34.99. 750 ml quality select cooking oil for just $29.99. 100 ml Aquafresh toothpaste for just $16.99. And 1 kg Sunlight hand wash powder, now only $29.99. Learn more about Pick a Box at www.vurmanbrock.com. T's and C's apply. We care.
Hello, hello. Good evening.
Mm-hmm. Gifted? Please, you are beautiful. Aina?
Oh, yeah, at least I am.
Yeah, at least.
Definitely.
Imagine if you're ugly and failing. Woo! That is why, Aina, I keep telling you people, Kucha, go into varsity, do what you have to do and get out. You are not in competition with anyone. What is happening to you? You are looking too much at what other kids are doing. It's bothering you.
This thing really caught my attention, ma'am. So you say this is photographic?
Yes, photographic memory. Yeah, it's not witchcraft. It's just that some people have photographic memory. Let me tell you guys a story. I have a friend of mine has borderline personality disorder. She has multiple personalities.
Uh-huh.
Now, part of her multiple personalities, ne? And I this is true, ne? It's not a fib. It's not. I'm not lying. And you guys know her as well. So part of her personalities is that, like, these two of her personalities that are extremely smart. And when I say extremely smart, I mean Einstein kind of smart.
Mm-hmm.
The smart that can take a computer apart and put it back together now.
Mm-hmm.
The smart that can figure out math equations now. The smart that is just smart, guys. And then the other personalities are not that smart. Mm-hmm. So who goes and writes tests? And write the tests.
The one that is not smart.
The one that's smart. And then tomorrow you come and ask me, and I have no idea why, because I was not there. You get it?
Oh, I think I get it.
Yeah. So basically, it's just people are different, and people have their perks and their quirks and all of that. And part of the quirks is that I can basically listen to the teacher. And when I listen to the teacher, I can also come out with, you know, enough information. And then I just have to read. That's all.
No, that one, we all do it. But
not all. Some people just have to see certain words to remember what was said.
Okay.
Some people just have to see certain things to know what it is. Because it's like they take a picture and go and read the information in their brains.
But, okay, how are you, ma'am, personally?
Me, personally, I'm just an ordinary someone. I'm basic.
Mom,
I'm just here. I'm just happy I'm here, guys. Hey, I'm one of those ones, we are struggling in class, you know. We're asking lecturers, like, where with this point here, corrections. Yes, I'm just ordinary. Nothing extra here. I'm not taking pictures of nothing, no. I fail also. I went to write my learners a couple of times. Still don't got it.
Okay, learners is not... Okay, I don't know if it's personal, but learners shouldn't be that difficult.
You know, ne, don't judge us, because, I mean, I can also judge you back here. Eh? Everyone, to each their own, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, to each their own. It is difficult for some, it is difficult for others, it's easy for others. But also, at the end of the day, it is about what is going on in your life, also. So with that one, the learners one, let's leave that one, that conversation, let's leave it. But all in all, I'm just an ordinary someone. I'm not taking pictures with my eyes and remembering. I'm not remember.
The way that you used to study back then, it's just the way that I study, maybe.
Yeah, just normal studying, like a normal child. And fail normally.
Oh, okay.
Pass here and there, yes.
Okay.
That's why I keep telling you guys, don't put so much pressure on yourself. Because that's the one thing I did. And it really broke me. Don't put so much pressure on yourself. Just do what you went there to do and get out. You are not there for many things. You're not there for distinctions. They will never even remember you.
Yeah. That's why my aim now is just sometimes.
Can you just get there 15?
Mm-hmm. I just get 60, 70. I don't like passing at 50 because I have seen one that has passed at 50%. Later on, things on paper has changed to 49.
No problem. But don't beat yourself up. That's what I'm saying. Don't beat yourself up about varsity. Just do what you went there to do and get out. Don't become obsessed with it. You can push yourself, right, to say that, oh, I also want this. And then you get it. But if it is a struggle, don't let it start stressing you. Because the minute it starts stressing you is the minute you're going to start failing. Yeah.
Also, read one or two things and I'll just write what I know. Oh, because that thing really caught my attention today.
People are different.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is it your first time seeing this?
No, Aina is just very surprised about everything these days. Like, I know kwalulirwa.
We try to read my all the ways traditional ways, like a normal black child.
Like a normal black child, my dear. Not these special black girls and boys out here. Yeah, but the thing is that in most cases, like right now, what you just need to do is just, you need to just go and regroup. That's it. You're just burned out. You're tired. You're tired. You're exhausted. You're frustrated. That's it. You just need time away. You need to detox. You will see how much better you feel when you get back on Sunday.
Aina, we should look better in the gym.
Aina?
Yes?
She's apparently focusing, taking pictures with her eyes.
No.
You should go to the museum with Leo.
This one in Omsia.
Yeah.
Oh, you have not been there, Leo?
No. Nope.
Have you been there?
I can take you to this one. We'll communicate.
Exciting child.
There's even... It's even, it's something that looks like a museum.
Exciting child. You see, you guys, this is the exciting child. Now the exciting child, is told that she needs to be less exciting. Because being excited is giving her anxiety. Being exciting.
Like maniac people.
Yeah, mania.
I missed you, man.
Me?
Yes, you.
Of course, I know you did. I don't know what is wrong with you guys, but okay. At least we know that Aina is the put together. It's the glue of this family.
Aina will recruit you without permission and you can enjoy it.
No, Aina is the family. Aina is the one that is keeping the family together here.
It's her.
Don't give Dina props. Dino, Kulikilonga and Dina is a big girl now. Dina, it's like a person that got married. Dina is having her own family now. Dina is a big girl now. Yeah, so she's part of the parents. She's part of the one that you must call when you need advice or money. Yes. Yes, she has officially grown to that area. I give you guys permission. Mm-hmm, to call when you need advice. Or money.
Where by money?
My dear, just ask. Ask and you shall receive from Dina. Dina is your big sister. Naya kwa support ako ya kwao. Look at Dina. Dina is not happy at this moment. This woman.
I wonder what's going through her head right now. She's like, why is mom drinking?
She's tired. She's tired. She's also a big girl now. She's tired. That's all that's going on in her head. She's tired. But the battle continues. But how are you going to make it to the end of the year, you, Aina?
How am I going to make it at the end of the year?
To the end of the year. How are you going to make it? What's your plan?
The year is already ending, guys. It's 2 months, huh?
Okay.
My plan, I don't really have a plan. Not that I don't really, I don't align, eh? Mm-hmm. I don't have a plan. I'm just right now, I just want to finish this thing. Go back for practicals, and that's it. I think my Christmas, I don't have a plan, man.
Mm-hmm. And you, Leo?
Actually, I don't know, actually. I just want to get somewhere.
This year?
Yeah.
To get where? You want to get where? Get somewhere, or did you say get work? What did you say?
Get somewhere.
Somewhere like where?
Actually get moving, man.
To where?
Okay, let me say this.
Kanahanone, we just spend an hour saying that there's no movement here. And then we go back to the beginning and you're like, I just want movement. Ha!
Okay, let me say, yeah.
Kakunashu movement, ha?
Okay, I wanna be busy.
You wanna be what?
Busy.
I wanna be busy.
Unavailable.
Like I'm always doing something. I always have something to do or something that I need to do.
What are you trying to escape?
Nothing in particular.
Why do you need to be busy? Busy doing what? Just something. Anything. Busy doing drugs. I'm busy drinking.
Not drugs, not alcohol. Don't worry.
Okay. Busy doing what?
Just something.
Just something, anything, as long as it's not this.
As long as it's not illegal.
Yeah.
Or hurting anyone.
Yeah. Or myself.
Or myself. Mm. Yeah.
Just want to get busy. No, it absolutely makes sense. Yes, it absolutely makes sense. I understand.
Why is Aina laughing?
Because getting busy at the end of the year is also very... We're all blinking. You're supposed to get busy in the beginning of the year so that you use this time to rest. Now you're going to start working while we're going on holiday. Let's go for hikes, guys. I'm not going. Let's get our body. Let us get our bodies in shape. I'm not going with you, Leo. This is the season for getting fit. Now you want to get busy. Come on, guys. No. Go alone. Yeah. Who has to get busy at the end of the year, brother? Yeah.
What are you going to do? That is what.
Are the places not closed?
I don't know.
I don't know. Are the people not going to holiday? No, man. I just want to get busy. Busy doing what?
That's the question, man. I don't know how to answer it, honestly.
Just ask for more work at work, man. Ugh. Shili, what is your problem? Just ask for more work at work so that you are busy all the time and then you get tired. The problem is that you are just bored.
I think that's just it. I'm just bored.
Yeah, you're just bored because you have a job, you have school, and you have a life. So, you are busy. You're already busy. Hey, you go to school, hey, you go to work, and then you have to come back home and still exist there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, please do call back to the kids. Today we are having open conversations where we are addressing whatever elephant in the room, and we're talking to the young ones, we're talking to the youths, and I think that this week has been their week. They are definitely coming through in numbers. They are talking, because whoa, guys, we are doing that end of year fatigue thing, and I think that many of us are also just here like, Dwight Prat Afrikaans vandaag.
Goeie nuus, Skimba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. As jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Skimba te geniet, kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Skimba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Skimba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM,
the views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of
listen itself. To Eagle FM in Ludwitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Goeie nuus, Skimba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. As jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Skimba te geniet, kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Skimba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Skimba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't there an Afrikaans word for congregate? Congregate, because we also have, most English that says where the world comes together. But then another word for coming together is congregate. So I'm going to ask Dwight. I'm going to ask the Afrikaans people, which are hosted. So good evening to you, ladies and gentlemen. My name is the Matriarch. And today we are just running through emotions. We are running through where we are at in life. And we are running through what we can possibly do to make things a little bit better, a little bit easier for us. And if it's not going to be a little bit better, a little bit easier for us, then we will just ride this thing and we will just go until infinity. We'll just keep going, isn't it? So now the problem that part of the issues that we were facing or part of the conversations that we were having was photogenic memory. Now, photogenic memory is basically somebody that, not photogenic man, photographic. Somebody that has the ability to see something and not forget it. It's not that they learned it. It's not that they studied it. It's not that what. They just don't forget it. So if I look at something, I will not forget it, right? For example. So some people use this to their advantages, you know, like studying and stuff. Good evening. Good evening, gang. If you guys are not going to good evening, hello. If you guys are waiting for somebody else to say good evening, just go in. Oh, hi.
I'm shy.
Tonight is not the night, guys. Today is not the night where you guys are going to be shy. So, who's there? Knock, knock.
I'm here. I don't know about.
Are there any other new kids that I haven't spoken to today?
Not at all.
Not at all. It's just the four of us.
Yes, we are four.
Oh, it's the four of us. Okay. So, Miss Photogenic. Who's it? Hey, Anna, who's it?
I'm good.
You're good.
I love the voice.
Look at this one. You have issues. Acceptance. Acceptance, you dear child. No, she's saying Anna's voice is too low.
Anna, where?
She's just there. Yeah, you are low. And it's now double trouble because you are low and you don't talk much. So it's now two problems. We can't hear you when you are talking. When you decide to grace us with your presence. And now we don't know if you are quiet or you are talking right now sometimes. But, what were we talking about you? Come, let's throw you under the bus. Let's make you a victim.
Who? Specify.
Even you. Even you, let's be victims.
Yeah, Anna. I mean, Aina, sorry.
Anna and Aina, the two A's.
Yeah.
A to the power of two. It's just that the other A is not talking.
She's talking, you guys. Can't you see her blinking? She's blinking. It's fine. Hey! Today is roast. Roast by mom. When you go to bed, you're like, ay! Whew, that was stimulating. Mm-hmm. Right there, today is roastville. Today I'm roasting everyone.
Yeah, say something. We don't get this chance twice.
Look at that. Get the motivator. Talk, guys. Talk, Potseni. Hanga tan lilo kredita, Potseni.
It's ladies first.
The girls already spoke. You came like late. The girls already spoke. So, what can we talk about collectively? How are your relationships with your friends, guys? What type of relationships do you guys have with your friends? We'll start with Aina.
Me? No.
Yes.
My relationship with my friends. No, with I.
Do you have friends?
I have.
How many?
Can you start with Anna?
No, we are starting with you. How many friends are you having, you? Miss Friendly. Candy Miss Friendly is only having. He's only having a senior auntie that she talks to on the radio. giving Anna friend advice here. You must talk to your friends. You don't even have friends. Hey, Carol. Anna, you cannot hear her. You can hear that faint sound. That's Anna laughing. That's her laughing, my dear. Why or one? Last number. While Aina is making up imaginary friends. Hey, Oje. Ndina. Who are your friends, child?
Oh, my friends. I thought you were asking the relationship.
I know. That one we're over it.
Just to list.
Yeah. People that take long to answer questions. You guys are lying. Who are your friends?
The Matrix babies.
Obviously.
Of course. One. But those ones are not your friends, they are siblings. So who are your friends?
Matrix herself.
My grandmother. Hey, the same person that doesn't have friends is giving us friend advice here. Eh? Kucha, Anna, you must just talk more with your friends. I. Oh, friend, do you remember? Kunasha? Yes. I think that is a, it's an appropriate answer. Why don't you have friends? Like friends that are in your vicinity now that are not your siblings, they're from matriarchs, babies.
No, I have one.
Mm-hmm.
I have one that she's in Windhoek, IUM.
Mm-hmm.
It is that the relationship between I and her, it's okay,
mm-hmm.
I can say, because I remember last month she came to the north.
Mm-hmm.
She, there was, Oshikuku was holding, Oshikuku held an expo.
Mm-hmm.
And my plan was to go there.
Mm-hmm.
I failed her.
Mm-hmm.
But at least... when
you failed her?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm busy as this time didn't allow me to.
Mm.
And then she didn't complain about it.
Mm.
She went back to Windhoek.
She was only there for one day?
No, for like a week.
And in the whole week you were too busy to see her?
It's cool time for me.
Okay, and she couldn't come to you?
She's in Oshikoko. No, she was selling. She has a style somewhere.
So she was just here for business also?
She was just here for business.
So you must leave your school life.
Okay.
And then now, the plan was, now I will say, you can come to me after school. But for me, after school, I just don't get time. Sometimes you pass here, you are.
A big person.
No.
I want to sleep, man. I can't be going to Oshikuku things.
No, I remember on a Sunday when she didn't complain about it, but I felt like, I felt bad, me.
Yeah.
And then, when she's in Windhoek, earlier this month, I sent her like $300 at Reggio. Here's the money that I wanted to spend at your store. Maybe you can use it for some other needs. It's all yours. I just felt the need to do that. But the relationship, it's okay.
What did she say?
She said, okay, I was not expecting that. She said that she was not expecting it. She understood my schedule, and she was not really bothered. Although she wanted to see me. And then I said, you cannot retain the money that I sent you. Just take it.
Okay. You're so mature.
So.
You're so mature, girl.
I just fix that with, you know, we all need money here. Then I just fix it with money. But I could have fixed it better.
You think like an old woman.
I could have.
She thinks like a grandma.
Yeah, she does. She thinks like a grandma or a man.
So,
one of the two.
It's
a good thing. It's a good thing because you are right.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a good thing. No. Men are great. And senior citizens are great too. Yeah, they are great. How do you think all these dudes are in relationships? They figured it out. Yeah.
So, yeah, I didn't really want to hurt her emotion, but we called each other, we talked about it, and we feel much better. We fight everything.
So communication is key.
Communication is key?
Mm.
I told her that I'll not make it. I know deep down she felt bad because she was expecting me. So do I, that I wanted to see her.
Mm.
But it's just time. I let her go. And then when she said, Vindok, I tried to send her something that even if I didn't make it, at least she can go buy ice cream and cry on that. It's fine.
Do you guys call each other often?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. Has she ever come to the north apart from that selling?
Yeah, she was here July.
Did she see you?
Yeah, we saw each other.
Did she come and see you?
She came to see me. Where I was.
That's wonderful. So it was your turn. So it was your turn to see her.
And imagine our sister in Oshakati, and then she said to Shikoku, but time won't allow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I understand. Ah, then
but you... I guess somewhere where she is, she understands me.
No, she understands. You are a good friend. You're a good friend.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You are a good friend. You are an adult friend.
Mm-hmm.
You are the type of person that you will, if her mother dies, you will must get the death certificate and go to her mother's funeral, right?
Yeah, obviously.
You see.
For the sake of her.
Yeah. There it is. You are a good friend.
That's what we do most nowadays, naked.
No, that's what that's what good people do.
That's what good people do.
Good friends, that's what they do.
Ah.
They're very big.
Okay. Yeah, but we do call each other. Last time we spoke was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
She's just asking about how life is going and how is school. Everything, but today we haven't spoke.
No, it's not a problem, because also friendship is not about speaking every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not. It's only some friendships are about speaking every day. Some friendships are not about speaking every day. It depends on what you have based your friendship on, and as long as it works for you, then it's fine.
Yeah, it really worked for me. It really worked because I remember we made friendship from high school.
Mm.
And then we had to struggle adversity first year, both of us. And we had a hell of a ride together.
Mm. Me.
And every time she comes to the north, I see her because I can't go to Vindok because I'm schooling here and it will mess me up.
Mm.
So she comes to the north, I see her, my grandma knows her, wedding happens at the place, I go there, something of that nature, I support her. Even if there are times whereby she calls me, oh, Aina, I'm really broke, I just need like $100 for an assignment. If that's the only money that I have sometimes, sometimes you just have to sacrifice more. Yeah, tampu like mwameme, it's okay, I'll see what I can do. But she always complains that, no, Vindok is kind of expensive and she hikes every day. Yeah, okay. Yeah, she'll finish. She's nice. The third year, going to fourth year, if she makes it. Then there are come.
Yeah. Yeah, then you guys are going to be done. Then you guys are going to be giving each other money.
Then there are karma. You do me, I do you. If life favors you, I should also favor you. It's like that. That's how I perceive it. So I consider her as a person that understands me, because even in difficult times, let me say I wrote a difficult test. I'll be like, Rachel, me, I'm not happy, me. I wrote a test. I don't know if I've passed. I don't know. Then she'll be like, no, just fight for 60%. And that's it.
She understands the assignment. We are not here to show nobody. We are here to just do what we came to do, make our parents proud and get out of here.
Oh, that's it. I was like, oh, thank you. We can, it has been really a journey for me and her, in all honesty.
Okay, so Anna, apart from Frida, who's your friend?
I can only picture Anna in form of Ndafa when she was a baby. You're talking to her. She's staring at you.
Anna doesn't look like that.
No.
Anna is not like that. Anna is a whole hot girl that wears crop tops and jeans. Yes. That talks a lot.
I would love to meet her, maybe.
You guys might have sent pictures.
However, she sent me her picture, but I want to meet her in person. I think.
Okay, Ines send her?
No.
She's just happy that, to be here.
So I would love to meet
like
her.
Like me?
When I'm done with school and I'm coming to write my nursing council test.
When are you coming to write?
Probably next year. Is it 2027 or 2026? Somewhere there.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
What month?
No, I'll notify you. I'm not positive because I'm not really sure that I'll pass.
You pass, my love.
Isn't that test written like after you graduate or is it before?
After graduation, most. Sometimes it's written before graduation, sometimes it's written after graduation.
I hope it's written before graduation.
The choice is yours because I don't know. We just came in this world whereby everything that you have to do have to pass through interviews.
Yeah. But you must come stay with me when you come.
Yeah.
Must come stay with me at my house and be terrorized by my kids.
I found my killer girl.
She's a big woman. She wears 3 to 4 because she's fat. She's a chubby girl. 3 to 4. She's 2 years old. She's turning 2 next week, Saturday. But.
On the 25th.
25th.
I know her birthday.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Okay, and Leo, who are your friends? Anna. So Anna is not talking.
No, I think I was listening to Anna, and like for the first time in a while, I see her not answering so fast.
I barely hear.
No, just she said she's listening to Anna. And move closer to the phone, Asheri.
For the first time, like when I was listening to Aina, when you ask her who are her friends, like for the first time in a while, I've seen her struggle to answer.
Yeah. Do you know why? Do you understand why?
Wait, are you asking Anna or Aina?
I'm asking Anna if she understands why Aina struggled. Because in a world, in the times that we live in, right? It's very difficult to determine whether or not you have a friend or not. Most of the times you think you have a friend and you don't really have a friend. You know? So that's why she struggled, because she had to think. She had to really think about, man, who are my friends? Apart from my siblings, who are my friends? And why are they my friends? And why we understand each other? You know what I mean? So apart from Frida, who is your friend, Anna? You're also just blinking. Also struggling to answer the question.
I'm saying I only have one that I think I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
But now, okay, and Frida now, Frida go find the north. And yeah, but now we hardly communicate because she's a mother now. And I guess she just barely has time. She's probably concentrating on the baby or so. So yeah.
When did the baby come?
May.
When?
May. Mm-hmm. Does she go to school?
She's a graduate.
Okay, so she works?
No, she goes for interviews and yeah.
Oh, so she's a Namibian youth. But at least you guys have a unit. You guys have a very strong structure. If you guys honestly start to lean on one another, ne? You guys have a good circle. Like, to be honest, Mokupotso Shiri, ne? you guys as the matriarchs kids, you guys have a very good circle. If you just take your siblingry, like seriousness, you have a very good circle. You guys will have like very full lives. If you guys decide to start being in each other's lives, honestly.
I thought I was the only one who thought that.
No, no, no. You guys are strong. That's why I said, like, don't date any of each other there. Yeah, don't do love things there. There within your structure, don't do that because it will ruin things for you. But if you choose to be siblings, honestly, ne, and you choose to stay with the principals, I'm telling you, you guys have siblings for life within each other. I'm okay. You guys have very solid hearts. You guys are honest. You guys are good people. And you are not afraid of work. And you are not afraid to show up. And you are understanding. So, Leo, who are your friends? The matriarchs, babies. Those are your siblings. We've crossed that answer already off. Uh-huh.
Apart from that.
Telling you that your money, no money. Oh, this is. We got to buy that Yolo because I'm on my own. Mm-hmm.
Apart from that, and a whole lot of acquaintances,
mm-hmm.
which are none of you, by the way,
mm-hmm.
it's probably just my friends from school.
Or no one.
This year.
Or no one could also be an answer.
Okay, let me say this. Let me say it like this.
Yeah, no one could also be an answer. Because don't fill the space up, right? Leave it vacant. So that you know that you don't have a friend. So that when it's time to, make friends, right? You are accommodating. Now, if you say that you have friends already and you pretend like you have friends already, you will not really be able to make friends, right? Because you already have friends, apparently.
Okay, let me see. I only have one, like, my friend, like, two friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my homeboy, let me say that.
Yeah, what's his name?
Donald.
Who?
Donald.
Oh, Donald. Trump? Okay.
We've been friends for, like, yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Your kindergarten friend, what? Yeah, enough years, yeah, enough years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, I think it's around right about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 10-year friendship.
Okay. And where is he?
Right now, he's also in town. He's at school. He said we don't get much time anymore because I'm busy. Mm. When I'm busy, he's free.
Mm.
When he's free,
I'm busy.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, but we still keep in touch, especially over the phone. Mm.
Okay.
The old girl, we know that the connection is still there.
We can hear you.
I'm saying we're both growing, but the connection is still there. The bro code is still there.
Mm.
Yeah.
Make time.
I really wish I
could. Make time to go and laugh with your friend about how adulting is a trap. It's nonsense here.
Mm-mm.
You'll feel much better. Mm-hmm. Okay, so with that said, ladies and gentlemen, do you guys understand what that question did?
Huh?
Which question?
The question of friends. Do you guys understand what that question did? What did it do to you?
What did it do to me?
Mm.
Generally.
Yeah.
A question of friends.
The question that I ask you about, do you have friends? Who is your friend?
Oh, no. To me, it just reminds me. Oh, let me think. For me,
eh.
I for one, eh?
Mm.
It just reminds me that in life, let me put it this way.
It's so complicated, this thing that you're putting in.
Yeah.
In life, oh, so poetic, eh? In life, teacher, eh? Naniku shishi. Ngadimjo toshi mbangula mune yo fena. Opo, so that we move it forward. Now you're just stuck here. Kandi, you don't have an answer.
I'm trying to put it in a statement, in a proper statement that will not sound just a proper statement.
We don't really care about how it sounds like as long as it's true.
Ah.
Yeah. Kushishimpela? You started with so much motivation. Okay.
No, for me, it reminded me of to embrace one another, and also
that's enough. Thank you.
Is there really a proper answer to this?
No, there is.
Okay.
But none of you guys will have the answer. Only I have the answer. I just want to hear your answers. So what's your answer, Leo?
Genuinely, I just came back now.
From where? What happened?
I went up. I came.
Oh, okay. So what did the friend question say to you? What did it spark within you?
Let me see.
How did you feel?
Okay, less of how it made me feel and more of just people aren't really friends. Most people aren't really friends, they're just acquaintances.
Yeah.
You just know of them. But they're not actually your friends. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It makes sense. Next, Anna?
I guess I just realized I did have quite a lot of people that I last week, but they're not my friends. And I should just be content with my Frida and my other friend.
Yeah.
And my
siblings. Yeah.
I cannot hear Anna.
It's okay. She said that she should just be content, and it made her realize that she should just be content with her Frida and her other friend, because she laughs with a lot of people, but not everybody's her friend.
Okay.
All right. So the question in itself, what it was supposed to do was remind you that you have friends. Even if it's just one, eh? Even if it's just two. You have friends. You have people. You have someone, okay? So whatever you're going through, Leo, call your friend and ask your friend, man, in your life, do you ever feel like this is so dumb? Like, is this it? And laugh about it. You are not alone. You hear me? on days where you want to listen, Anna, and you want to listen to somebody talking about something else for a change, call your friends. How have you been, my friend? How was your day, my friend? How many dresses did you make today, my friend? Right? Because you have a friend. You have friends. On days that are rough, right? Aina, call your friend and ask, I know, how are you dealing with being an adult?
I'm so used to not telling people about my issues, it's become a habit.
Yeah. And it's those little habits that drown you. Because then sometimes all you need is a good laugh. Because up until today, right? You never actually laughed about it. But up until today when we had the conversation and I told you, I know, it's like this here. It was funny. You're like, this is it. Like, yeah. Last number. After this, it's curtains roll by. You see? But there's a sense of liberation that comes with it. That somebody out there knows and understands exactly what you're going through. And it's okay. And you are not in a bad space. You are not doing anything wrong. You are not in trouble. You are also not in, you are not in danger. You are safe. It's just what the phase looks like. Most people don't talk about what adulting looks like because they also have no idea. But I'm trying to share as much as I possibly can about being an adult with you guys. And the little I know, I'll always share. And one thing that I do know is that my life would be less lonelier if I had friends.
But why do they say it's so difficult to make friends as adults?
It's difficult to make friends when you are older because you have been hurt too many times. You have not been hurt enough. Your heart is still open. But now, at my age, right, me inviting you into my home and exposing you to my husband and my children, like, I'm thinking, I'm thinking that people are very dangerous, right?
Yeah.
Or I'm thinking that, no, she's coming, and you are thinking that, I don't want to stay too long at other people's houses. You see? We have too many trust issues to be open with our friendships. People have to prove time and memoria over and over again that they are not a danger to us. Because along the way, we've been hurt deeply by people that call themselves friends. And this deep kind of hurt, it's not just, you betray me, Leo. No. It is even by things that you could not control. Our friends have died. Our friends have gotten sick. Our friends have gone crazy. Our friends have been incarcerated. Our friends have murdered. I'll never forget the day I walked into court and one of my friends was sitting there and I was like, what are you doing? And it was my first day in court, so I didn't really have an idea of where accused people sit in the court because it was my first day, right? And we were doing, what was it? Introduction to law. And he was like, ah, no, I'm just sitting here. I was like, oh, okay. Like, have you been? No, I've been good, you know. Oh, okay. That's cool. And then, just to find out that he's the accused. What did he do? He killed his mother. You're like, what? That's wild. Exactly. So if that is where we are at, right? hold on to your friends until what? Don't let menial things like communication and time drift you apart. Work for your relationships. Me in my life, there's one friendship, that I miss with my heart. And at the time that I had the friendship, right, I never thought it would end. And I never thought it would go, you know? I thought it was forever. I thought it was like forever, forever, you know? Because ever since I know this person, it has been forever. And now if I knew, kucha oshimana ni ohashi hulwala, ndetanga karala mwa for complete strangers, right? I would have cherished every moment. Do you know how many times I've said, no, I don't feel like doing that. And I don't feel like chilling today. If I knew that it was ever going to come to an end someday, I would have enjoyed myself with this girl. No, honestly. And the thing that happened to her is that she lost her mind. That's it. She just lost her mind. And she's no longer the same, and she forgot everything, and she was just diagnosed, and that's it. There's no more me, and there's no more her. So that party was the very last party. That KFC that we ate in that car, and that crusher that we had in the car at the parking lot at West Lane, that was the last. If I knew it was the last, right, that I would have a moment like that with her, I would have went all out then. So today is a reminder that you have friends. Don't let adulting, right? Don't let adulting take anything away. With me right now, I can honestly say that if I ever had to like count for real, right? How many friends I have? I would say two. And one is my daughter's namesake, right? Juliet. One is my daughter's namesake. And the other one is Bella, Namata. Namata is in Katima. I haven't seen Namata in 3 years. In a year, we speak like 2 to 3 times maybe, at most. Because we are busy.
Oh.
Yeah. But if you are not too busy and you remember the other one, don't get tired of calling. Even if you are not answered. Don't get offended when you are not answered. Because it's life. Don't start putting those terms and conditions of, but I'm the only one that's trying here. No. You just keep trying. You just keep going. You just keep wanting to meet. You just keep making plans. No matter what. Don't stop. You guys are treasuring your friends, ne? You guys are all thinking that when I'm done here, I'm going to send my friend the SMS. Wah. Ne? Hello?
Yes. We are listening. You guys are getting emotional.
Are you guys emotional?
Kinda.
Oh.
Personally, yes. I don't know about others.
Most probably. And you, Leo?
Same here.
And you, Anna? Anna, we cannot hear you. Did you respond? Okay. Don't be emotional. It's the truth.
What did she say?
No, she didn't say anything. Don't be emotional. It is the truth. And the thing is that that's the direction that life pushes you, okay? So I'm here to just, I want you guys to know it, but hold the line.
Save and win at WB in the Pick a Box birthday promo. Enter today with your Smart Buy card. Get a 2 kg bag of nice rice for just $34.99. 750ml quality select cooking oil for just $29.99. 100ml Aquafresh toothpaste for just $16.99. And 1 kg sunlight hand wash powder, now only $29.99.
Learn more about Pick a Box at www.vurmanbrock.com. T's and C's apply. We care.
Alrighty, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings as we do our final run with my children. Hello. Guys, come on. Jangenuta. Like, stop that.
No.
Like, that's the thing, right? Not many people tell you exactly what is happening, and not many people discuss things in its true essence and its true form. Many of us want to come and play that other game of, yeah, that other person, my dear, hey, they did bad things to me. That other person, they did what? And that other person, right? We all want to play that because adulting is such a trap, and it's easier to blame other people for everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's such a trap. But I want you guys to embrace your friendships. I want you to keep trying for your friendships. Even if the person has not answered your phone call in a year, you keep calling. You keep calling, you send updates. Kucha, hey, how you doing? Like, my goodness. So today is my birthday. And I was thinking that what, talk to them. Even though they don't have the time, even though they don't what? Because, right, there's nothing worse than being in a world and you don't have nobody. That friend of mine, ne? That friend was my friend since grade 2. Grade 2, where, how old? 8 years old. I loved her so much. And I still do. She was my friend from grade 2. And you know how we met? We were like we were only 3 black families in our street. And
wait, mom. Did you school at white people?
Yeah. Cool. I thought I'm a white girl. Come on. Yeah. You know, we bougie. But there were 2 black families in the street, and then we came as the mixed family because my dad was white at the time and my mom was black, and then the black kids, my mother's kids, because my dad's kids were in the UK, right? So we were moving, and our fridge, the key got lost in the move. And we were hungry at some point. So my mom told me that there's another black family in the street. It's just, there's one house in between us. You just go there and you ask if most probably you can borrow their key to open the fridge, because they are, a religious family. So they are reverend's kids. So her grandfather was a reverend, he was a reverend at some point. And I went there and I said, hi, how are you? Can I please use your fridge, okay? And then she was like, yeah, but you have to bring it back before my grandmother comes from work. And I went and I opened it. And then I asked my mother if I can go and play. And then I went to play.
You said you were 8 years old.
Yeah.
Wow.
Grade 2. And then I asked my mother if we can go and play with the other black kids. And she's like, yeah, sure. You guys are going to do black things? Like, yeah. Absolutely. Bye, mom. And ever since then, you know, and she was such a great friend, but I was also one of those people that I didn't really appreciate it at the time because I was young and I didn't notice it because I was young. And one day she told me that I will always be your best friend. I will always be your friend. You can go out there and have other friends, but we will always be together. Weird. It's like, it was like a relationship. Like, you can go and play with other kids, but you know where the house is. You know? And that is exactly what I did, because out of the group, I was always the wild one. I was always the one that everybody else is just school and home, you know? And me, I'm like, school, home, sports, and we're doing extramural activities. We're going what? We're going out. We're going to drink. Like, woo, you know? I'm having a boyfriend now, guys. So it was always just, I go and explore and then I come back to my friend. I go and explore, I come back to my friend. And it's like, even when I have other friends, I go and I brief her, like, about everything. So how have you been? Then I brief her, like, okay, so this is what happened 2 months ago. So this is what happened 2 years ago. So this is what happened. I even went to school in a whole different country. And out of all my friends, she's the only one that called. She's my neighbor and she's my friend and she was my sister and she's my sister. I speak of her in past tense because we are no longer like that because she's no longer the same.
What happened to her mentally?
Yeah, bipolar.
Oh.
She got bipolar, but I think it's mixed meta with something because she changed. She like changed. Physically, she changed. She just went off the grid. She was just no longer the same. She was just out where she was just gone.
Does she also reminisce on what she gave
there? She knows who I am, but she shares no connection with me. Imagine 20-something years, no connection.
But does she know that you guys had a connection?
Like, yeah, she knows. Hi, Elizabeth. She even calls me the government name. Hello, Elizabeth. When she sees me in the streets. Now she doesn't, she didn't live there at home for a while either. So when she did come back and then I was around, she would greet me. She was like, hello, Elizabeth. And this is weird because my childhood nickname has always been Elzy. E-L-Z-Y. Elzy.
Like nowadays are like two complete strangers.
Two complete strangers, I swear. Two complete strangers. Like, I just look at her and it's like a memory.
Oh.
Like it never existed. Oh. It's very sad. I cried for a very long time. I think I cried for like 6 years.
Years.
Every time you look at her or every time.
Every time I think of her because she was my person, huh? She was my best friend. Like, she was so best deep down inside my heart.
But did she try these things of therapy and so forth?
She's a qualified psychologist. Out of all of us, she did everything first, you know, degree and what, and she drove first, and she was the responsible one. She was supposed to be my maid of honor in my life. Because she would have had gotten me a beautiful wedding and I didn't even have to wake up and do nothing. All I had to do is wake up and go to church. That's how well she knew me.
That's really sad.
It is. It's extremely sad. So now it's just a thought. So I keep saying that you do have friends, guys. Call them. Say hi. If they don't pick up, it's okay because we also had a conversation. You were prepped. You are loved by me and by them.
But she still holds a special place in your heart, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope one day. Like, I know that, that's why I say that life is so unpredictable. And anything can happen tomorrow that might change your whole entire life. Right? So there are little things that shouldn't bother you. Sometimes, right? Like with my friend Bella. Because Bella and I have also gone through a lot. And Bella and I are also the same people that had one of our close friends. Not even our close friends. One of our brothers. Ne? He committed suicide on us. Yeah. So now and then when I have, because now I'm also living through that and I'm trying to be okay with that. And, you know, I'm trying to move, you know. On Sunday I was at the cemetery, but it seems like he was hiding. But I would understand why he was hiding. I couldn't find his grave because I don't go there specific to be specific. You know, the ancestors, they also speak. You know, so the ancestors also speak. So I must make a day. If I'm going to go to the cemetery for my friend, I go to the cemetery for my friend. I must not go and do something at somebody else's grave and say, oh, like, oh yeah, I also have a friend here. Let me go and check. No. It shouldn't be like that. You know? So now and then when I think of my friend and what we have been through with her, I call 2 a.m. just so that she can wake up to my missed call in the morning. At least she'll know that I thought of her. It's not the conversation that matters. It's the fact that you are there. It's the fact that you missed called. It's the fact that you texted. It's the fact that you sent a call me request. It's the fact that you reached out. It's the fact that you thought of me that matters. And when your friends come back, boys and girls, don't judge them for leaving. Because true friends in their adult era don't hold anybody hostage because they didn't call and they didn't text and they didn't reply. Because you can't handle certain things and they can't handle certain things. And sometimes certain things is calling and telling you about it. Be the best version of you. Are we together?
Yes.
So you, the busy nurse, send your friend a text. I love you. Thank you for being my friend for so long. That's it. Because there's nothing worse, eh, than asking yourself one day when you're getting married, who am I going to make my maid of honor? Because you have no one. No one like that in your heart. Who am I going to make my best man? You have no one like that in your heart. Now that you have your friends like this, eh, you know exactly where to place everybody. That's for that, eh? Are you okay, Leo?
Present.
You're okay?
Mm-hmm.
Anna?
No, Anna hanged up, I think.
So. Okay. Are you okay, Aina?
I am. Just in thoughts.
Nah?
Yeah.
You have friends. You might not have 10. You might not have 60. You might not have 5, but you have one. So that particular friend will never shy away from listening to you when you're having a problem, I promise. Sometimes our pride and our ego gets in the way of being assisted through life by people that understand us better. I'm struggling. What are you struggling with? Oh, I'm just struggling with being an adult, my dear. And then you guys laugh. Because sometimes, ne, you need to laugh with somebody that loves you. You hear what I mean?
Yes.
Somebody that you know loves you. That's it. Sometimes, ne, it's the best medication. Because, to be honest, if I ask you, how did you fall in love with me, your mom? It's through laughing, isn't it?
Yes.
And real talk.
Through laughing and real talk. And then you start to realize that radio was just not a radio, but it's more than that.
Exactly. And therapy. You guys are a great bunch of kids. If you guys want siblings, you guys have siblings within each other. You are not alone.
Oh, I appreciate you. Always.
I know. And you know, Alela. You know, shit.
Where is best friend? What's the guy?
Best friend is sitting here outside waiting.
Oh.
Yeah?
Can I invite him to the studio one day?
Nahala, eh?
Okay.
Kwalolok.
Even just for greetings.
He kwaloloka? Nsa nengwe kwaloloka ngwe?
I wonder how old he is.
Okay. Inakuru pashine, ne? Kuvule njengana nandatu? Kuvule njengana nandatu? You know, Mos, I cannot date somebody that's older than my brother. In my life. That's a sugar daddy. No. But yeah, no, he's just tired. He's tired. He's people's husband, people's parent, people's boss. Every day. That's our onion.
I say hi to him.
I will. I love you so much, Aina. And I think that you are growing into a phenomenal woman. I'm proud of you.
Thank you so much.
I love you so much, Leo. And I think you are a phenomenal man. And you are growing into a very sturdy, very stable man. And I love that for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But why Leo speak like a lover boy?
He is. He's gentle. He's gentle. Leo is gentle. Leo likes art. Leo likes extravagant things. That's why he's bored. Because Vambus do the same thing over and over again.
Okay.
Yeah. So when you guys get time, please take him to the museums. Show him all these monuments and nice fun places, waterfalls and stuff like that. Anything, whenever you guys get time, just do that.
Because the thing about me is I actually prefer energy. It doesn't matter where we actually go.
Yeah.
I remember meeting Leo, was it this year? Leo, you met this year, right?
It was.
At the Shakati library. Oshana.
You see, library. Vibes!
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah?
I think it was this year.
Yeah.
Oh, guys. Yo. Aina is so insecure.
So what?
Insecure.
About what? No, she's not. Let's talk about that tomorrow. I love you guys. She's not insecure. And you cannot say. That can't be the last conversation that you have, Leo. The person is going to bed. Eh, you're into teens.
Leo, bruh.
Sigo ininko yo. Eh, the Rukwangali girl. Sigo ininko yo, nan.
Well, you say something else.
Not that one.
Aina is someone who is very underrated.
Underrated? This is the last words that he wants to leave us with. Now the whole time we'll just be here on the group. But hey, what did you mean? Call me! Yes. Special is great. Special! Oh, yekuku! Special! Yeah.
So much. Let me also try to study one.
Yeah, now you can study. Study, study, study. You're going to be fine.
For what?
Photographic memory.
Photographic
memory. Mm. Just close your eyes 10 times. Maybe you nango ushin. Come on, I'm not taking chances. All right, my loves. Bye.
Bye, mama.
Bye. Good night. All right, my beloveds. Tonight was a night to remember. I had conversations with the children. You guys can always do the same, guys. Like, we can go through your life together. Do you know why? Because I love you and we love each other. And I'm seeing you guys again tomorrow. It is what it is.